There's a machlokes rishonim in the sugya of Estes, whether a yom hachodesh, a woman who sees consistently on the same day of the month, day of the halachic calendar, is koveya vest. If it works out as haflagas, then it's a vest haflaga, but if it's not a vest haflagas, the months are not always the same, malay and chaser, but if the day she sees is the same on the halachic calendar, is machlokes rishonim whether that's a vest or not. Many Rishonim, those the Ramban calls the Rishonim, the Rashba, the we pass in Shulchan Aruch, at Balach Lamaisa, I think Muskim pretty much from all the Poskim, is that we are Koveya a vest on Yom HaChodesh, and that's what we're taught. Meidach Kisa, there are Chalkim, notably the Ramban and the Ra'ah, the Ramban and his Talmud the Ra'ah, both disagree strongly, and the Ramban himself at the end of the day is not 100% sure. He writes that Bal Nefesh Yachush Lahachmer, Ad Yara Leinu Alachem Ruach Mimarim. The Ramban says at the end of the day it's machlokas. He's not absolutely sure, but the Ramban and the Ra even more strongly reject the idea that there's such a thing as a vest for Yom HaChodesh on the halachic calendar. What is the machlokas? Ramban writes, Kara Niatvi Mikra Zeh Pli Adas Imenin Niskavala Uchala. It boggles the mind. He says, I cannot fathom how there could be such a thing as a vest of Yom HaChodesh. Ramban says, "V'chi avest mazel yom garim, mazel shah garim." Something to do with the mazel of the day, he says, of the hour. Is it totally on the day of the week, like some rishonim say, the day of the month, like most poskim say? Doesn't make sense. He says, "Haflaga shavos makes sense biologically." Nismala sa'asa sel shalzu. She fills up with dam. Some biological thing accumulates, and then she sees dam. So it makes sense that they could be fixed intervals. That's women, he says, have cycles like that. Men, he says, they have intermittent chalayim that flare up and then go down, that they can either be hafsakos shavas, or the Ramban throws in a few key words, which he doesn't do much with, at least explicitly, but he says, or he's willing to accept shas hamolad shalavana b'milua. It could be totally on the molad, the cycle of the moon. Ela sheshipura garam temu. Ramban doesn't explain what he means by Shippur HaGarim, we'll get back to that soon, but he doesn't understand how it could be totally on the halachic calendar, and therefore he's ma'arich to explain the sugya differently, and at the end, as we said, he's not 100% sure. The Ramban has a lot of trouble with the idea that a vest could be determined by the halachic calendar. The Ra'ah, Ramban's Talmud, picks this up and runs with this. The Rashba, the Taras Abayas, basically is so same like the Divrei HaRishonim, like the halacha that we know, like the way all the poskim paskin, that there is such a thing as the vest of Yom HaChodesh. The Ra'ah and the Bet HaKabayis strongly reject this. The Ra'ah says, he brings the Ramban, Adoneinu Mori Rabbeinu Moshe Zal, the Ramban, he has a kushya gedola, mevatelas kol zeh. He has an unanswerable kasha that destroys this halma halach. He says, it can't be totally on Kiddush HaChodesh. She'ein HaShofar Shetoken Bagorim. There's no such thing as the shofar that based and blows. That's how the Rishonim explain. Shippur HaGarim, as we'll discuss soon, is a phrase in the Gemara. And the Rishonim explain, it means the shofar they blow in connection with Kiddush HaChodesh or Ibra Hashanah. It means the halachic calendar, basically. It's a shorthand for the halachic calendar, at least the Kiddush HaChodesh al-Yidei based in. Doesn't make sense, he says, that should be Garim, anything to do with Vestas. Below Kiddush Alanu, not just the Kiddush of the Shofar of Beis Din, not our Kiddush HaChodesh, Mekach No Segarim. Yef Shalomer, he says, Shal a vest kazeh is chadish dover begufa v'tira. Doesn't make sense that a vest, which is a biological function like seeing dam, should be totally on the halachic calendar. And again, he says, Zukushya chazaka soseres bebirer. And he says that cannot be pshat. Therefore, what is pshat? So he says that thing about Molad Halavana that the Ramban briefly mentions, he develops that into a mahalach in the sugya. Doesn't say that much, but he says the basic idea is like the Ravid, that the Pshat and the sugya of Reish Yarche is more or less like that. He just changes one thing. He says, Lo Kedvarav, Avadi, he says it's not totally on Kiddush HaChodesh, once again. But he says, when the Gemara says Tesvav, it doesn't mean Tesvav of the halachic calendar. It means Tesvav of Molad Halavana. Molad Halavana means Lishosh and Nirish, Aroy, Likvar, Rosh Chodesh, Alpiyariya. When the moon is visible and it could theoretically be used for Kiddush HaChodesh. Why? Why is that reasonable? Shemisha zu shu nir al haaretz. Once the moon is visible above the land, hu poel ba'olam, it has effects on the world. And that's not exactly b'hashvaya. That's not the same as a haflaga. Therefore, you can have such a thing as a vest haChodesh, which diverges from haflagas. But you have a hashvaya l'me'achodesh, a vest which corresponds l'me'achodesh achar hamolad. You can have a vest which corresponds to a vest relative to the molet, which again means achar he ra'u salavana, etc. And then he goes to the sugya of dilug and sharmua, and it doesn't say too much more. That's basically what he says. That he, pretty much, as far as I understand, he keeps the sugya, the basic pshat of the sugya of reish yarcha, but instead of saying reish yarcha means the halachic calendar, which all it with all its halachic formal considerations, it means something physical. It means molad halavana, which is defined as where the moon is. Neither he nor the Ramban is masber that clearly why the moon, how the moon is poel, what it means. The Ran also brings this mahalach. The slight difference between the Ramban and the Ra, that the Ramban basically seems to be rejecting the Rishonim. The Ra is kind of trying to read his tread into the Rishonim. He's saying, like the Ravid, lo kidvara, but he seems to feel we can basically accept much of what they said and just replace Yom HaChodesh with Molad HaLavana. The Ran also brings this kasha, yesh lo tmara, v'chishibur agarim, tirit tzara, that we don't mean, again, we don't mean Yom HaChodesh, lo kviyas beistin, we mean Yom HaMolad. She'efshiri says, she'merchik yadua min HaMolad, a set span of days from the molad can trigger haria or bashva or bedilug, etc. And that's the mahalach of these rishonim.
Is this different than b'suei ketana or chozrim?
Get to that. Spend most of my time discussing that. Yes, discuss that very soon. So these rishonim, the Ramban, those who follow him, the Ra'ah, the Ran, say it's molad halavana. They don't explain exactly what they mean. My understanding is, again, as we discussed, I think, with all together, that the Levana was understood to have an effect on certain things in the world. We understand it's tides today. They certainly understood that it had an effect on the tides. We understand that it's simple gravity. They understood that it has a deeper effect on certainly the Yisod HaMayim or in certain aspects of our world, and somehow it could have an effect. It was reasonable that the Levana has an effect on her biological cycle. So they understood that this is just simple Derech HaTeva based on the Molad, nothing to do with Yom HaChodesh. So as we mentioned, the consensus of Poskim, the overwhelming consensus of Poskim, disagrees. The Rush, for example, the Rush doesn't even get into all the people. The Rush just says that there is such a thing as a vest of Yom HaChodesh, and even though the Haflagos are not Shavus, because the Chadashim are Chasar and Malay, Afilu Achi, B'Shipur Italia Milsa. That which Ramban said, B'Tmiya, as patently observed, B'Shipur Italia Milsa, the Rush says, yeah, B'Shipur Italia Milsa. The Rashba, in the Tar Sabayas, and as far as I saw in the Chidushim, he doesn't really engage this whole discussion, but in the Mishmar Sabayas, where he responds to the Ra'ah, he does. He says, his language here, I think, is relatively mild, and not as strong as he sometimes is. I guess in this case, it's a Ramban, so he's not going to attack it for being presumptuous and whatever. But in this case, he says, Maisi disagrees with the Ramban. He says, Kvod Chacham Yin Chalu, with all due respect to the Chacham, he says, Avakusha Seyem Zuena Kusha. Their problem of B'chiba Shipura Garam, he says, yeah, Vada Shipura Garam. And he says the Yisod, and he says several Yisodos actually. First he says, Kol Masha Beistin Shalamata Osa Beistin Shalamala Maskim and Iman. Everything that Beistin does, the Beistin Shalamala endorses. The first Rayo, the first Dimion he brings is because it says, Asher Tikru Osam, Asher Tikru Atem Mo'adam, that the calendar that Beistin establishes is accepted Lamala. And he says, V'somchen b'kivu chadashim, b'ibrashanim, b'makum krisus, k'chametz ha-pesach, shkitas ha-pesach, ini yom ha-kippurim. The Shabbos obviously is not telling on the calendar. That would have been chiyav skila, but yom tovim, which are karis, he says, and chametz, and karbanas, and yom kippur, which are all krisus, he says, all depend on the calendar of Beis Din. So you see that Beis Din has the power to establish a calendar, which is recognized lamala. Gamba b'yas ha-ketanim, the halacha for a katan of being a katana being bas gimel, where her bia is, not talking about basulim, he's talking about just the etzem din, that a bias katana, she's neshes ish, for example, if she's more than three, then it's, then you chayav misa, less than three you're not, it's not considered a bia. Katan, he says, ben teisha shanim, if he's bought an neshes ish, is considered a bia, and has all the hashlachos of daraisa, of misas based in. Even though, again, it's not a fixed 9 years, you'd think a katan has to be mature, a katan has to be mature, you'd think it's totally on some objective fixed length of days. It's not like that. It's totally on Malay and Chaser and Shanim Mubaras. It's all totally on Beis Din. So Pashas' first point doesn't seem to be a very compelling response to the Ramban. The Ramban is saying, yes, of course, the halakha questions are totally on the halakha calendar. But a question like a vest, which is based on the biology of when she sees them, would be different. The Rashba, I guess, feels that what's considered a bia is also a biological question. It's not a gzeres hakasiv of bentes. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah anything about a bentes or a bas gimel. It says bia. So I guess the Rashba is trying to say that the shame bia should also depend on biologically whether he's reached some level of maturity. So again, the Rashba, I guess, means to say, why should the biology be totally on the halacha? But anyway, this doesn't seem as direct a dimyon to the case of the Rambam, where we actually want to know a concrete, specific biological question: will she see dam or not? But then the Rashba says what I think you've all independently proposed. Then the Rashba says the thing about the basulim. The Rashba says, "V'af b'chidushi aguf kein." He acknowledges that there's room for a tighter dimyon. He says, "Even chidushi aguf, even when we're discussing actual biological questions, there is basis in halacha for the notion that it depends on the kviyas based in." Moshe Darshu Razal, he brings the famous Yerushalmi about basulim. Yerushalmi is in several places in several different masechtas. Amar Rabbi Avin, Ekra le'elokim elyon lekel gomer alai. Bashal Hashanah v'yomechad, a girl who's a full 3 years. She already had 3 days, 3 years and 1 day. She should be considered a full-fledged girl now. And Imlachin, based in La'obro, based in decides to ma'abra the year, so now she's hasn't had her third birthday yet. Habasulim chazrin. Then she's still considered a sub-3, and her basulim will return. V'imlav, ain't a basulim chazrin. And if they don't decide to ma'abra the shana, they leave the shana stand as is, then she will get back her basulim. That is what the Rashba brings. She brings a raya, after chedushi aguf kein, that even simple biological questions are totally on the halakha calendar. And this is his final point, connected to the Ramban, that we have this Yerushalmi that says this point. Now, that the basic din, of course...
Still doesn't sound such a good din.
Because?
Because the Ramban is telling Kim Hashanah. So, the Ibrah Hashanah is affecting when the Shana is...
Oh, the Miri says that.
The what?
Miri says that it doesn't mean that the actual din of 3 years, the din of Ibrah Hashanah, that makes a difference. He says... When it's based on Arab Lashon, but when it has to match up with the solar calendar.
Ah, okay. So I didn't see that. That's very interesting.
I think,
right?
I think you're saying something a little different. You're saying it like more like.
You're saying
like Dinay Lehisaber, like Al Kitefa.
It's really not the end of the year yet.
That's what you're saying. I'm saying something a little like. It was not Dinay Lehisaber Al Kitefa, but Lamay says Talian Gimel Shanim. So what's a Shana? Even in Teva, it's the way Chazal determined it. But here, the question is, why does the Yom HaChaydash Bechlal have any type of bearing on Darius Dam? What's the correlation of
why
the day of the month?
Why should the halachic calendar have any bearing on when her Basulim are closing?
It's 3 years.
Yeah, but if it's been the same amount of hours and minutes of her life,
so it's not minutes and hours.
Shofar or not,
it's
so
not
why
minutes
they
and hours, it's years.
But why does their blowing a shofar affect how old she is?
That's when she's three. That's when that's obviously that's when it's determined.
That's right.
But how old she is just a number. The year is a unit that they measure a certain amount of months. But why should the if a biological age is the age at which, so why should there be a chilek between being 36 months old or 37 months old? And on
it's not months. Right. It's not months. It's years.
But
so
then you're just saying the same thing though. You're just using words to get around it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not
I mean, unless you're saying what Zechariah was saying,
but he's not.
So why does the day Yud Zayin have any correlation with her Yisdan B'chol? Isn't that the question that Rishonim are handling?
Yeah, but I think the same question is, why does her third birthday on the halachic calendar have anything to do with her the maturity of her basulah?
Elamai, what's the tariff?
Elamai, it's that's what we'll discuss now. The different Lashonis of the Rishonim and Akharna, how to understand this Yerushalmi, what the Yerushalmi is telling us exactly.
Yeah.
The Meiri, I feel bad I haven't seen. I really should have seen it. I spent a lot of time looking high and low for alternative explanations. This Yerushalmi, we'll discuss some of the approaches of the Rishonim and Akharna to this Yerushalmi, but Meiri is definitely something I should have seen. Okay, so we have a Magen Mishnah, for example. The Magen Mishnah is, I think, tantalizingly ambiguous. I've seen some people have tried to explain the Magen Mishnah that he understood the Yerushalmi somewhat differently from the obvious Pshat of the Yerushalmi, but Magen Mishnah. So the point is that in the Bavli, and before we get to this Yerushalmi, the basic din is clear from the Bavli, from everywhere, that the din of Besula of Gimel Shanim is tali on the halakha calendar. The Bavli never says why. The Yerushalmi gives a hesber of why. So the Rambam brings the din. Magen Mishnah brings the Yerushalmi as a hesber. The Atam din is Mavor Bahari Makamas, he says, and the Kala Shanim Hamuros, the Banu Babas, the Be'erichin, the Chalmakam, their Shanim on the halakha calendar. That's clear. The Magen Mishnah says all over. Then he brings Yerushalmi. What does Yerushalmi mean? So he says, Bir HaYerushalmi, that Mishpatei HaTorah are not according to our Seichel, because according to our Seichel, like Rabbi Zakim was saying, obviously we would not decide that her Basulim are Chozrim based on the halachic calendar. So, Heich Efsher, Shetia Chazaras, Basulim, Shudavar Tivi, Ba, Tluya, Bi, Buru, Shal Chodesh. How can it be? According to our Seichel, it doesn't make sense. Ella, Shashem Yisala, Gozar Kach, Vizeu, Lokel, Gomer, Alay. It's Xera of the HaKosh Baruch Hu. Could learn, he simply means that the, as we'll see many other, probably most other achronim, most of the achronim learn that the gzeira is that the teva should be meshubah to the Torah, and that a simple physical biological process should be is going to be meshubah to the halacha, even though it's seichel, it's not how we understand the way the world works. Or some have tried to suggest, I haven't seen any authoritative sefer say this, some have tried to suggest, the Magen Mishnah understood that it's a legal construct, that the halacha can deviate from the metzius. The halacha is based on gzeiros and based on rules, and the rules don't have to fit with what seichel or biology tells us. But the Magen Mishnah is not entirely clear what he means. He asks it for akashi. He says not kafi seichel. That's the chiddush of the Yerushalmi. Hashem yisala gazar kach. There are clearly many achronim who understood the Yerushalmi to be saying, I think kipshuto, that the teva of the world is meshuba to the halacha, to halacha, to Beis Din, to the calendar. For example, the Akedat Yitzchak. He says, he brings this Yerushalmi. He says, the beer is, the Chazal are telling us, that pu'ulos ativios, which depend on Tekufas Hashana, natural phenomena, which depend on the seasons or the passage of time, will yimshachu achar seder eskamas Beis Din, will actually be determined by what Beis Din decides, Shabachal Dar Vadar, Ben Shogun, Ben Mutan, Ben Mezidin, Dover Nifla, it's an incredible thing. Nimshach Laskulas, Amitzvah, Elokias, Bechal Shara Dvar Mativim, Anastarim, Mufasam, Anachnaim, Kechal Shara Dvar Mativim, Anastarim, Mufasam, Anachnaim, Elam, Bli Safing. Just like everything in the world runs according to the Torah, we can see it, we can't see it, but even these kind of concrete biological questions will be tully on the halacha.
Who was
that? The Akedat Yitzchak. Chassam Sofer has a tshuva where he says something very similar. Chassam Sofer says he's talking about questions about when the Rosh Hashanah of Ilanos are, which has to do with when the sap comes in, when the sraf comes in. Tosfos has kashas about whether it should be tully on the Chodesh Hachama, Chodesh Hashanah Hachama, Hashanah Halavana. And Chassam Sofer says, I don't know all the details of the sugya, but I just looked at it very quickly, but he says that L'charetz a kushya atuma, Chassam Sofer says, because he says, "Ma'itein and Ma'yosef, Mashi Yisrael, Monin leLevana." Tosa says, "Yisrael, the halacha we count for the Levana. Who cares?" He says, "Pnei zeh yishtanes rafa ilanus." Does that affect when the sap of the trees, their biological life cycle? Why do the trees care, and how we design the calendar? So he says, "If it's drabanan, it's easier to hear. It's heim amru, heim amru. What if it's deraisa?" He says. So he says that al karchi. He says the ikar pshat is. Tully on weather, he says. Tully on temperatures, he says. What on earth does that have to do with the halachic calendar? So he says, Tarl har tarchi and gadol. Al pisechel, again, it doesn't make sense. Ha'emes yaradarko, he says. Hakol nivna on the klal of Yerushalmi, lakel gomer alai. That the way he touches it up is, Sharesh, the yisod hadvarim here, is that teva meshubedis l'tarasenu akadosha. The nature itself doesn't operate al pisechel, it operates according to the Torah akadosha. Basula Shanivala, Afalpi Shalpia Teva, Kvar Godla's man, her roy, Shliaksabasulash, she's old enough, mature enough, that she should be having no more Basulum coming back. Mikalkum, Kiman Shibru based in Achodesh, Ateva Mushabedis Latara, the Huchlash Kocha, her biology changes, her physicality changes, Bachazaris, Basula Seha, etc. Other examples like that, and so on, and then that's the Klal of Yerushalmi.
The Torah itself recognizes the solar calendar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you want to know hagufa? How do you decide halacha gufa? How does halacha decide which things to be tell on the
seasons? We know are based on the solar calendar. We change the lunar calendar to conform to the solar calendar.
That could be Tosos Suffolk, but isn't the Chassam Sofer just saying how you could have a tzad that it should be tell?
Could be, yeah, right. I'm not going to have any mahalak for when we decide to say this and when not. Right, I'm just going to be discussing certain cases when we do say it. I imagine it'll be probably pretty easy to find many cases where they. Sorry? Chodesh Av, if you mean. Right. So we'll discuss a little bit more. I'm not really going to have a mahalak, and I'm not really going to tackle that question of when you say this and when you don't. But. But at the very least, there is such a mahalach. And the truth is, you would have discovered most of this yourself. The Shach himself on our siman, the Tefer's Messiah and the Shach, brings all this bekitzur. The Shach on the din in Shulchan Aruch that there is a Vesta Chodesh. Shach brings his whole machlokas bekitzur. He brings that the Ra says that there's no such thing. It has to be Malan Halavana. So the Rashba is Cholik. And he brings the Rashba Bekitzer, brings the Yerushalmi, and then he says the Rosh also passed in Shippur Agarim, as we noted, brings a couple of other examples, and he says a couple other Maharim Makomos, and then he brings a Maharim Mitz. Probably the most famous other place in Halacha where we have the same Yisod, that the Halacha that's based on a Metzias. The one other halacha, a rather remarkable halacha, where we actually have a major halacha with major nafkaminas that seems to be taller than a metzias, and yet we say the metzias is independent of what we would have thought. It's based on the halacha calendar, is in Hilchas Mamzeres, Hilchas in Avnezer. There's a tshuva of the Mari Mintz. He was talking about a case of a woman who had a child a certain amount of time after the last time she was with her husband. The question was, is the husband the father or not? There wasn't really the appropriate amount of time. Doesn't seem to have elapsed since the husband was saying you were Mazana before the marriage, or whatever the taina was. But the chronology didn't seem to work out. Didn't seem to work out for the husband to be the husband to be the father. And the key question was, how do we measure? Chazal talk about a ben zayin, a ben tes. It says ben zayin is yoledes l'mekutan. You've been six plus a few days. Fantastic. It's not, but whatever the share of how long it takes to create a Vlad, how do we measure? Do we measure like the modern doctors do? Do we measure a number of days, number of months in the sense of 30 or 31 day month? Do we measure a strict biological number? Or is it totally on the halachic calendar? So the Mari Min says, and the Ramah Paskins this way in Shulchan Aruch Evan Ezer, that nope, that we say Shipura Garam, and that the amount required for the development of a fetus is based on the halachic calendar. He says the al tisma sounds very strange. He says, you know, like all the rishonim say, it's against seichel. Like all the everyone says it's against seichel. It's not what we would have thought. Why should we think fetal development is totally on the halachic calendar? The al tisma, he says, shipur agara. So first he explains almost like the Ra'az pshat that there's an inyan of molad halavana, even though he says shipur agara. But first he explains yilayla amar hara gever hakol halachacher hilach halavana v'chidusha gerish yirachim. So first he seems to say that there's something to do with the calendar. I'm not sure, again, I'm not sure how Hilach HaLavana has to do with the Kiddush HaChodesh of Beis Din. But first he says it is totally on lunar months. And then he says, Yosef Mizeh Yisab Yerushalmi. And he brings the Yerushalmi that says that they talk about Simanim, of Godless, and of other things. Are all even the Simanim, which would seem to have to do with biological Matthias, is like the first point of the Rashba, that Ben-Tes, Ben-Bas Gimel, for other things, are totally on the halachic calendar. And he brings Yerushalmi about Besulei Chozrin. He says the Aruch, so he brings this also, he says. So he says that, and he brings Rishonim and the Sugya Gufa, which we'll get to in a minute, and get to soon, who say also that fetal development is totally on the Shofar of Beis Din. So he says, "Kevin shetaku betchilas tes, damuk mishahushlu mukala tes."
Doesn't the Gemara itself say it's a number of days?
Yeah. So we'll get to the Gemara in a second. But Mari Min Falkalpanim just says b'kitzer that the fetal development is telling on the shofar, not on the number of days. And the Shach and Tzayin, this is another example of this Yerushalmi that we do say shipur agaram based on the Yerushalmi that the teva and physical things are dependent on the halachic calendar. And the truth is, the Marimint, the Gemara, the Marimint is referring to, this itself is really the greatest plea on the Ramban. The Ramban says v'chi shipura garam, and the Ra, the Ran, the Rishonim in that camp all say, does it make sense of shipura garam? Where do you think they got the expression shipura garam from? They didn't make it up. Shipura garam is a Gemara. The Gemara says shipura garam. Shipura is garam. The Gemara is not talking about Vestas, but the Gemara in its context does say shipura garam. The Ramban is being matmiya that the shipura garam doesn't make sense. It should be kaveya vest. What is the context of shipura garam? So the context is, as the Marimin says, the context is actually fetal development. The context is, how long does it take for, well, there are a couple of parts to the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Gemara is discussing the sugya of Makasha Leled, right, Makasha Leled and Yoledes Bezov, a woman who sees dam several days running into the Leda. Halacha is that if the dam is basically connected to the Leda, then we say that it's dam Leda, and she doesn't have a din zava, even if she saw for a few days. But if the dam is disconnected from the Leda, then the dam can make her into a zava, and the Leda doesn't erase the ziva, and then that's called Yoledes Bezov, and she has halachas of a zava after, obviously today everything is different because of Chomer Dur of Zerub and Bnas Yisrael, but in Medina of the Medina Gemara, there was such a thing as Yoledes Bezov, and it was important to know what is a Yoledes Bezov and what is not a Yoledes Bezov. So there are different shittas in the sugya. There are different shittas in the sugya of how close the dam has to be, if there's a hefsek, if it's within the ninth month or not. So at one point, trying to remember where the Gemara is. The Gemara is going on Rabbi Yehuda Shita, who says that dam in the last month, dam in the ninth month, can be called Nachmas Leda. Dam before that is Ziva. And the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda says, Yehuda Amar Daya Chadsha, a month before it can still be connected to the Leda. The Gemara explains, Yesh Vedavar Lachil Lahachmer, Ketzad. Kashta Shnayim B'Sav Shmini V'Achar V'Echad B'Tchilas Chi. If Zav is 3 days, so if two of the days were in the eighth month and one in the ninth month, and since the Iker Dam is in the eighth month, that's Ziva, so that's a problem. That's Yoledes Bezov. Kashta Yom Echad B'Sav Shmini, if there's one day in the eighth month and Shnayim B'Tchilas Chi and two in the ninth month, Afilu B'Sav Shi Yolda Ein Zu Yoledes Bezov. So it's all telling whether the Dam is in the eighth month or the ninth month. Taiches up the Gemara. That's called Shipura Garam. What is Shipura Garam? Rashi says, Shipura, Shofar, Shetokin, Bobesin, Bekiddush HaChodesh. Tosa says, how do you know? Maybe 8th and 9th month means 8, like we count today, the 8th or 9th 30-day period from conception. Tosa gives different shots in what the Diyuk of the Gemara was. I'll call upon what the Gemara says, whatever the Gemara's Hechrich was, what the Gemara says is Shipura Garam. And when the halachic calendar determines the ninth month, any dam after that can be considered dam leda. Dam before that is considered dam ziva. Then the Gemara brings what Rabbi Zakim was saying before. The Gemara says, how can you say shipura garam? But Shmuel said, any yishmas averes v'yoledes ela l'masayim v'shivim v'echad yom, ela l'masayim v'shivim v'shnayim yom, l'masayim v'shivim v'shlosha. The Gemara says it's an exact number of days. The Gemara seems to say it's a machlokas. That there are taka two shitas. One shita is that there are a fixed number of days, and one shita is that shipura garam. So hagufa, the fact that the Gemara asks this question between whether pregnancy is based on a fixed number of days or whether it's based on shipura garam, indicates very strongly the Gemara is not just saying a din, that the din of Yoledes Bezov is somehow telling on the shofar. The Gemara seems to be saying, you have to go through the whole sugya carefully, but the Gemara seems to be saying that fetal development, how fast the fetus matures, how fast it'll take to develop into a into its final form depends on Shipura. So the Ramban, he took this Gemara that said Shipura Garam can influence fetal development. He brought it to Arsugya and said, V'chi Shipura Garam, how can Shipura be Kaveya Vest? Other Risharim, like the Rosh we noted, Taka says that there is such a thing as Vest HaChadosh because Shipura Garam, and the Mitzayin in this Gemara. And that's the point of the Mari Mintz. The Mari Mintz was saying that when it comes to the question of if you only, the Mari Mintz was talking about a case, you only had 7 months, you only had 5 months, or whatever the different seer was, you only had 5 or 6 or 7 full months, and the other two you wanted to pull together a little bit of the end of 1 month and a little bit of the beginning of the next month. So if you count just objective 30-day months, you don't have enough time. The Mari Mintz said, no, Shipura Garam. The Gemara says, Lahedya, that for fetal development, it's Shipura Garam, and that's Tak what the Shach says, that's what the Rashba says, that's how the Rishonim all Paskin, except for the Ramban and the Ra and Vestas, that Shipura Garam. But for some reason, we have to understand the Ramban. I don't think he comments anything on the Sugya itself. For some reason, we have to understand why the Ramban, he knew the phrase Shipura Garam, he refers to the Gemara, he's alluding to the Gemara, and Afal Pikein, whatever it meant in that Gemara was fine, but to say Shipura Garam when it comes to say Shipura Garam in the context of Vestas, that the Ramban thought was inconceivable. And Lechare, it is difficult to understand why. I don't have an explanation for that. Maybe if you see this Gemara better, it'll become clearer why the Ramban thought it was Chalak from our Gemara, but I'll call upon him. That's a sheet of the Ramban. It needs further hasbun. There are other places, there are various other places that Achranim bring in Halacha. This Mari Mintz is the most famous one. There are various other places where Halachas that seem to have to do with physical realia are nevertheless understood or defined in terms of the halachic calendar. I saw an article that brings two other examples. An article in Kol Torah brings, talking about this Yisod of the Yushalmi of Lekel Gomer Alai, he brings two other interesting examples which he argues are clear evidence of this. One of them is that the halacha of treifas. Treifa has to have Efsharis Lachias ad Yud Beis Chodesh. This might be Tali or Rabbi Winter was saying before, but how to understand the Yerushalmi, whether it's really as broad or possibly a somewhat narrower understanding. But the halacha of a treifa that needs to live 12 months, so the post can bring, Shach brings from the Taras Chaim, the Apei Rav Rivi, that it is in a month that Beis Din was Ma'abra the Shana, then you need 13 months. And in a month that they weren't, I guess the assumption is you need lunar months, not... Well, the chalapach is that you need, at least l'chumra, that you need lunar months. I don't know if you need, in a Shana Peshuta, I'm not sure if you need 354, then you need a solar year. But actually, yeah, there is a difference. If it's a lunar year, you need if it's Shana Muberes, you need more than if it is not a Shana Muberes. He brings, the Prichadosh Taka says that you don't need that. But the Prichadosh doesn't disagree with Yisod. The Prichadosh it doesn't say because it has to be telling the physical Matzias. The Prichadosh, this brings us back to the shaila of how you know when to use one rule or the other. The Prichadosh says, no. When Chazal said 12 months, they meant 12 months. They didn't mean a full year. But in principle, if it's totally on a year, then it's totally on a year. You find the same thing in Hilchos Talaim. He says that a peri that hung around for 12 months, I don't know the exact details of the context, but a peri, and I looked it up, but I don't remember all the, I didn't check the details carefully, a peri that's been hanging around for 12 months after it's been picked, doesn't have a talas, obviously I guess you can get a new talarm that infested it on the shelf, but I guess it doesn't have the talarm that it would have had when it was b'chayim. And then the Gemara says, because she'ein bria, she'ein ba'etzim, is kayim yud beis chodesh, bugs don't last that long. So any bugs that would have come from its natural habitat, you know, couldn't be still. I don't know how you know that they're not there and they're dead, but whatever the din is, there's this mitziyustic assumption that the bugs can't last, similar to treifa, that the bugs can't last 12 months. And again, the post can say over there too, im avru based on asashan namiskayim yugimel chadashim. How long the bug can live depends on the halakha calendar. And again, the post can say that over there, and again, there is the prichadash, the same thing view, but the prichadash again, he just says, he doesn't say that the Mitzias is independent of the halacha. He just says, when Chazal were kaveh 12 months, they didn't say a year, they meant 12 months, and they did nothing about a year.
Even in the Prichadash, you could still have the same point of the Gemara by
Shipura, you mean with Shipura, with a few days of 1 month and a few days, right, I hear. It's an interesting point, I'm not sure, right, how you know whether you need full months, or I'm not sure. So I'll call upon him. So again, there are different ways to understand, you know, getting back to Yushalmi, getting back to what is the Hezber in this whole discussion, I suppose there are different ways to understand the basic din. I suppose one could explain that especially like in these cases of the bugs or the treifas, and maybe in the case of the in the cases of the Ben test, these types of theorem, you could, I suppose, say that that it doesn't mean the Matthias actually changes, but you can say it's a gather of Kol Midas Chachamim Kachem, that the Torah knows also that surely boys mature at different ages. You know, not everyone is exactly the same biological development. In Hilchos Das, a Katan, a Gadol, I think we usually assume that to some extent these are Chukei HaTorah, that it doesn't mean that every single case is. But you can't run halach like that. You can't. Sometimes we do. Sometimes we say Akol Lefi. Lefi Chorfei, Putas, Ben Vav, Ben Ches. Sometimes we do say that. But I guess in other cases you could learn, I suppose, Torah wanted to be kaveya one halacha and not have to make constant exceptions. Doesn't really explain why there would have been kaveya necessarily the halachic calendar versus the biological calendar. Maybe it was easier. Investus is much harder to understand because Investus, half the time it's right, half the time it's wrong. It's not like roughly it's right, but it's not. I mean, half the days it's too early, it's too late. It's wrong as often as it's right. If you don't assume that it's totally on halachic calendar, it's a little harder to understand why it should be. But I'll call upon him. Halach lamaisa, the poskim generally reject the Ramban and the Ra. They generally in Trefus we have these halachas. The Mari Mintz is pretty muskim la halacha. This seems to be whatever the Hezber is. Even if you could somehow rephrase it in some kind of abstract halachic way, but not a Matzias. But the din lamaisa seems to work like this. That even things which are totally on the Matzias, in many contexts at least, depend on the halachic calendar and not what a doctor would tell you. There is a couple of interesting comments in the Achronim about how to interpret this or how far to take it. So there's Beis Shmuel going on this Mari Mintz in Ebenezer. Beis Shmuel has a kasha that if you say Shipur Agaram, the fetal development is totally on the halacha calendar, he has a kasha from the Gemara. The Gemara talks about the Besura of Yitzchak and the birth of Yitzchak and how long it took from Pesach and Sukkot. So the Gemara says, that if the Basura would have been on Basura Sara Emas Haya, El Dekoi Bechag Bekamar Lamoid Hanu Pesach, the Gemara has one side that the Basura happened on Sukkot and Yitzchak was born on Pesach. The Gemara says, can't beat Beshita Yarchi Mika Yolda. Not enough time. It's only 6 months. It doesn't work. So, Frekta Beis Shmuel, according to the Mari Mintz, what's the problem? If you say Shipura Garam, then you have 7 months because you have part of Tishrei, Cheshvan Kislev Tevis Shvat Adar, and part of Nisan. So according to Mari Mintz, that's not six, that's seven. That's the Kasha of the Beis Shmuel. So Chacham Sofer answers that what's Pshat of Shipura Garam? Why do we say Shipura Garam? And there was no actual, I don't think there's an actual shah for them, but it would have been the halacha calendar, however it would have been defined. What's Pshat of Shipura Garam? So the Chasam Sofer says that the Teva is Meshubah to the Torah, as the Achronim say. So the Chasam Sofer says that depends. We can only say that after Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, he says the Teva would not have been Meshubah to the Torah. Chasam Sofer says, Yesh lomar haynu achar Matan Torah, v'lo kodim Matan Torah, adayin lo nishtab de Teva lo Torah, v'lo garam shibur l'kim avlad, v'lo kashin midi. So before Matan Torah, the doctors, the biological counting would have been in place. After Matan Torah, it is Shipur HaGaram, it is the halachic calendar. Similar idea appears in the Yaris Vash, somewhat different. The Yaris Vash, we discussed yesterday, Mazel Yisrael, the Yaris Vash wants to link the idea of Lekel Gomer Alayin, the Yerushalmi, to the idea of Ein Mazel Yisrael. He says, Mevor Medrash HaNelam in the Zohar, that the din of Lekel Gomer Alai is based on Ein Mazel Yisrael, and that's why we say Shipur HaGaram, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world for them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Matmul Maseyam Shel Beis Din. So he says, Be'umas Ha'olam, Yesh Mazel, Samat Tiva B'Shipur HaDe Beis Netzlam, Lo Shipur HaGaram. So he's also actually discussing a Matan Torah situation. He's discussing cases in Tanakh, and I think in the Avos, with the Shvatim, but he doesn't simply say Letach Himself for the before Matan Torah, it's different. He makes a similar distinction between Umas Ha'olam, who are Yesh Mazel, and Yisrael, which is Ein Mazel. Just want to close with one last discussion. I'm not sure this is strictly the same inning or not, but it's an interesting collection of Myra Makamas. I was reading a contemporary discussion of this topic, and they were trying to explore how far this goes. When do we say this? When do we say that the Messias follows the Halacha? So the fellow writing quotes two stories. I don't have authoritative sources for either of them. On the general topic, he brings the Chum Sofer, he brings the Chazon Ish, who says similar things. He says that based on the Din of Besulim, he says, based on Shalmala is Kovim Tiva Shalolam, they established Tiva Shalolam, Alpi based on Shalmata, Yushalmi, etc. He brings two stories. He says there was once a case where Maskilim were trying to mock the Torah. They were trying to show how the Torah's halachas are disconnected from reality. So they took a man, a married man, they hid him away somewhere. They hired false agents to testify that he was dead. They waited till Beis Din was matir the aguna, al pi the ages, and they would pull out the man and say, "See, you know, the halacha is not." I don't know what this would show if they contrived a artificial case, but this is the story. This is what they wanted to do, and you can probably see where this is going. When they opened their, like the story of Leo and Har Carmel, when they opened their, sorry?
Time to come out.
Right, when the time to come out, he was dead. One story. He brings a, I don't know where this, he says it was in a, this is in a Litvish book, he says. And then he brings another story about Ritzel Chanan.
I'm not that joke.
What?
Anything about Allah being so bad, they beat him for
what?
4 days in there.
Yes, I don't know what the Matthias was exactly.
I knew we should have given him water.
Brings another story about Ritzel Chanan that. He died laughing, right? So he brings another story of Yisrael Chanan, who said that there's once a case, or in a straightforward case, in no games, where he once was Matir and Isha, and then the Baal came in. Yisrael Chanan said, not in this Baal, I'm not losing any sleep over this. What I paskin was right, I'll pi halacha, I'll pi the halachas, the facts that I had, my psak was correct. All right, sometimes they come back, sometimes the halacha doesn't have to be right in every case. Halacha is done, I'll pi rov and tzvekas, and whatever the pratim are, it's possible, and now he's alive, so now the halacha changes. Now it's whatever it is, he says, but he says, but nothing out of the ordinary here. So these are just anonymous stories.
The second story shows that just because
the Beis Din paskin that he was dead, and it doesn't mean that he actually is dead. He could still be alive. Unlike in the first story, where the implication was that when Beis Din paskin someone, the implication of the first story, at least I think with the guy, with the way the fellow was trying to interpret it, was that, and we'll see, there are actually Gedalia Poskin who said this, is that if Beis Din paskin someone's dead, then he will die. Because the teva has to match the halacha. There's lachanan at least. Yeah, and obviously we there are the cases in the history of Aguna too where that did not happen. But the truth is, I once saw, this is actually a discussion or a debate, between, or Rav Leo Kalatskin discusses this in a couple of places in his tshuvas. In one of his tshuvas, he was actually being machmer in this tshuva. He was coming to be docha, the shoel. The shoel, some other rav. Obviously, you weren't matured just like this, but the Shoel was Mitzarif and all his various pulpulim. Mitzarif, the idea, his language is, he says that Shoel had wanted to say that Mekubalanu mitzadikei v'yisodei olam, we have a Mesorah from tzadikei v'yisodei olam, that at least in the case, Shem Asa HaBaal Shaloka Hogan, the case where the husband is doing something wrong. He ran away, he tricked her, he misled her, at least in the case where he's doing something wrong, and based on Shalmata is willing to give a heter, either based on the Shaloka Hogan, if he's talking about Afkas Kedushin, or other reasons they give a heter, then Gam based on Shalmala, Maskimin Labali Kashru Chas V'Shalom Baharosam, based on Shalmala is going to be Maskim Al Yedehem, V'Osa Roshem Shetik Nasim V'Misas HaBaal Kodim Shetik Nasim. Beis Din Shalmala will make sure that the guy is dead. And he apparently wanted to use this as some kind of sniff. So, Leo Kalatskin himself was not happy with this, not even as a sniff. Ain shum sniff kula mitzad mashakasav, that this hara, that the Beis Din Shalmala is going to make sure he's actually dead. It's like that joke. It won I think, some poll for funniest joke of all time, where a guy calls 911 and says, help, we're in the forest, my friend is dead. So the operator says, calm down. First, make sure he's dead. Make sure he's really dead. So here is a shot ring out. Okay, I made sure he's dead. Now what? But so I'll call upon him. The Rebellion Kalatskin says that no, that there's no such. Even if he says I'm willing to grant your basic yisod is true, there is such a thing as based in shalmala and maskim al yedeim. That's only when the heter is klar. Al pi shulchan aruch he says not if it's a speculative heter based on svaris. They don't have siyata d'shmaya in such a case. He says b'chlal who said it was shaloka hogan. Maybe he's stuck somewhere. He says and. And who's really on the madrega that they could say that Hashem is maskim al yadam? And he says that he's not happy with this kind of heter. He dismisses it kilachriyad. But the truth is, he himself, I saw this first in Rabbi Yisrael Mintzberg's sefer, where he shares Yisrael, where he is osik in the haros of Rabbi Kalatskin. He points out that Rabbi Kalatskin himself, in a later work, in a little, he was very fond of writing like little appendices in his later works, where he updates and added things to his earlier svarim. So the first one was in his Dvar Elio. In the end of his Dvar Machadim, he says, you know, in my sefer I said Ein Shum Tzad Kul is no such thing, because of all these reasons. Then he says, however, he says, subsequently he found a sefer called Atarva Chachma, printed in Vilna, Tafrei Shayin Gimel, for whatever that's worth, to Hagon of Zechariah Yeshaya Kohen Yelis, who wrote that he heard from an Ishamunim, this is like a third-hand report, but he says he heard from an Ishamunim, B'Shem Hagon Rav Chaim Volozhin, that Rav Chaim Volozhin was once Matir and Isha and Aguna. Then there was a rumor, a kol, that he was going to come back. There's a rumor that he was alive and he was going to make his reappearance. So Hagon, Tzadik Zatzal said, Rav Chaim Volozhin said, Al not tishu l'divrei shaker. Don't believe it. He says, Ki ba'ez basi alachasim l'hatir es ishto. As soon as I signed the heter, once I signed the heter to Matir, his wife, humas yumas miyad ha'elokim mishamaya karadfile. Shemayim is going to make sure that he's dead. Shemayim has his number. Harbish luch l'makam, right? And he says, that's where Rav Chaim, so again, this case doesn't even say it was shalaka hagen. He doesn't even say he did anything wrong. But Afal Bikain, Rav Chaim Volozhin was batuach that if he, based in Shalmata, Paskin, that the guy is dead, then, again, it's a story, it's fourth hand, you don't know the context exactly, but Rav Kalatskin notes this, that there is such a thing in Sfarim, that if based in Shalmata, Paskin said he's dead, he will be dead. Rav Yisrael Mintzberg doesn't like this. He finds this just a completely untenable idea. He says, it doesn't make sense. He says, Maduye Nirdaf, Shumutri De Shemayim, just because based in, he says, Paskin's one way, because based in, he calls it Kishlon Amatir, and it doesn't have to be a Kishlon. It could be that it was a legitimate Hara, but Hashem is out to protect the Hara of the based in. I mean, he makes it sound like it was like a favor to the based in. I'll be the Yushalmi. The idea would be more that the Metzius has to be tell him to the halacha. But in any event, he says he doesn't like it. He says, certainly what happened was, I mean, he, assuming the story is true, he says, certainly what happened was, the story was a misinterpretation. He says, the real pshat in the story, if it happened at all, is Al-Pi the Ramban about Edom Zomim, that if based in Paskin's one way, because they have Siyata Dishmaya, we can assume that he probably is dead. Like the Ramban says by Hazama, that if Basin actually went ahead and killed the defendant, then we say Al Karchuk must have been deserved because Hashem wouldn't have allowed Basin to execute an innocent man. So there's a presumption that he was probably guilty. So he says, that's probably what happened here too. Kamokain, Mchasnu based on a heter, Shanasa Kedas, if a proper based and issued a proper heter, you can be batulach, then he's actually dead, because Hashem is ragla kasidim yishmar, not that Hashem will kill him to make the hara come out right, but that al karchach, we can rest assured he really is dead, because based Hashem wouldn't have allowed the based to pass him. The idea that the hara itself is gur in the misa, that he doesn't want to hear, unlike Leo Kalatsky, he doesn't do much for it lahalacha, but he at least entertains the possibility that a hara based in could actually cause the death of the husband.